This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Official AirVenture attendance is reported up 12% this year. Clear Air turbulence injured 26 people Monday morning on a continental red-eye from Rio de Janeiro to Houston. The FAA is imposing a new rule requiring better information for transport category pilots when deciding when to use their anti-icing systems. The community of Orcas Island, Washington is struggling with a federal mandate to end through-the-fence access for neighbors of its airport. At least one neighbor says the town could make money on the airport more easily if it would forego FAA funding. The NTSB says crew scheduling issues and an undiagnosed sleep disorder were to blame when two GO Airlines pilots fell asleep and overshot their destination last year. The pilot of a VFR-equipped Robinson R-44 reportedly turned down at least two offers to have his sightseeing passengers picked up by car before flying them into fog. There were no survivors. The U.S. Air Force says the cause of death of a Lockheed test pilot was G-induced disorientation, which led him to eject over Edwards at about Mach 1. Admiral Gary Ruffhead says the debut of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter guarantees that our sailors will never again be caught in a fair fight. The Robb Report says the Hawker 900XP can do the job of many larger jets at big savings and has awarded it its 2009 Best of the Best Award. Want to work in Oshkosh? Oshkosh Corporation, the company that makes those military trucks you saw parked at Whitman Regional Airport last week, is hiring like crazy. And a Greek prison inmate has escaped in a hijacked helicopter. Again. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Stratus Aircraft CEO Michael Lemaire about the Stratus 714 Very Light Personal Jet, which promises four seats, 400 knots, and 1,500 nautical miles. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.